Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. It's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. This week has been a topic called Pioneers and Politics, how some of the very first followers of Jesus interacted with some people in very different places in society. A wealthy woman, kind of a middleman, and some people with influence who didn't like what the Christian message meant for their slave trade. So we saw that this week, and this is an opportunity today to pray and reflect about that. If you've never prayed before, don't worry, I'll walk you through it. It's simply talking to God, and I'll suggest some topics that you can talk to God about. You can do that in quiet, in your own thoughts, or you can do it out loud, whatever you're comfortable with. To get us started, though, we'll have a little bit of quiet time just to focus our thoughts on God. We'll start by addressing our prayer to the God who is sovereign, the only source of power and control in this world. And when other people have any amount of power or control, they can sometimes forget this, but their power and control are really subordinate to God's. God has sovereignty for the entire universe. So let's address our prayer to that God, definitely one who matters. Well, now we'll take some time to confess how often we do forget this, that God is the sovereign creator and sustainer of everything in the world, and we can tend to look at our immediate problems and immediate solutions rather than eternal ones. We don't always look for God's solution to problems, so confess to God sometime recently in your life when you have ignored His will and His plan for your life and just plowed ahead with something. Now in Thanksgiving, let's give thanks that God, you always have a plan. God has a plan for all of us. Let's give thanks that there's purpose in our lives because of that. Don't need to just drift aimlessly in this world. Now in supplication, let's ask God for the courage to actually follow and seek in the first place His plan for our lives. First of all, to seek it and then to actually follow it. Courage. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. Saturday's a day for rest. Please take some time for yourself and family then. And then Sunday's a day for community, a day to be part of a group of people learning to follow Jesus rather than just alone. And we are going to be launching an exciting new form of Christian community in Ajax. If you live in the area, it's going to be starting September 21st. There's information you can find at redeemerajax.ca or redeem.com. Well, have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday as we continue this series on Pioneer Story. Bye for now.